Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are true stories,
sent in by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
We're on.
We're on. We're here. Hello, hello.
Hey, gabbers.
Welcome back. It's Wednesday, and we're happy to be here. The sun is shining today.
Feels good.
Feels great. We today are talking about, well, we put out a call because we have referenced grocery store situations multiple times.
Yeah.
Then we got a message from actually a cousin of ours with a hilarious little grocery store interaction. So we were like, we really should do a specific one to maybe not just grocery shopping, but just experiences shopping.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are grocery store focused, I would say.
Right. And it's just, I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe I have some theories I can share later.
I'd love it to hear it.
But something about grocery stores in particular really bring out the weirdos.
Mm-hmm. Well, because everyone's got to eat.
Right.
Like everyone needs toilet bowl cleaner, we hope. And, you know, everyone needs – these are needs. You're at a store where everyone – it's a need.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's not like when you go to Nordstrom and it's like no one needs to be there. And actually probably we shouldn't be there a whole lot, you know, and – I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everyone needs to eat crackers or whatever. So I think that's part of it. But before we get into it, do you have any
someday you'll laugh about this moments? Well, I was thinking on my way here and I thought, you know, I DJ'd a youth church dance.
You and I have not even had a chance to talk about it.
And we haven't debriefed at all. No. And I know what you guys are thinking. How does Britt get these bougie gigs? But
it's called We Are Yes Girls. We don't say no to anything.
Yeah, it turns out a friend of mine was in charge of it, and the guy who DJs double booked himself and had a wedding that night.
I just double booked myself for a friend's husband's birthday party.
You're going to DJ?
No, I was supposed to sing at it.
Oh.
And I'm supposed to
What are you going to sing at your friend's? Happy birthday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. President.
Breathy, yeah.
I want to be there.
No, I was just... She's throwing this huge blowout for his 50th, and I feel so bad because I already.
What did she want you to sing?
It's actually like a cute song that's their song.
Oh,
and then
cute.
And then a guy was going to sing with me and play the guitar, then yeah, there's this whole dance number she's having me help with a group of friends.
Mm-hmm. Flash mob.
I'm still going to help do that part.
I love a flash mob.
Like I have, you know, I try not to double book myself. I really pride myself on trying to put things in my phone, but. I double booked myself. It's a terrible feeling.
So what are you going to do?
She'll have to either find somebody else.
What's your other thing?
Oh, my mother-in-law got us tickets for Christmas to Leanne Morgan.
Oh, right.
And it's the same night.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mean, these have been bought since December. And then I just kind of like wasn't.
Yeah.
It was so far away that I just double booked. But anyway, it's all good. She's not mad at me. But double booking is no joke.
Yeah.
You feel like crap.
And so – you know, the DJ, one of the gigs pays and one of them doesn't. So
let me guess. The church plate ain't covering.
No,
the donation DJ. Plate ain't covering the DJ.
But just so happens that he had extra lights and extra speakers. So all they needed.
Any good DJ would.
Right. You need a backup plan. But they just needed someone to come run the music.
Spin the beats.
I told my friend at one point, I would totally chaperone a youth dance if you ever want it. Because I know she has to be in charge of these sometimes.
Right.
Well, she's like, so. Oh, remember how you told me that you would want to come sometime? How about you DJ?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I was texting back and forth with the original DJ, getting the scoop on what you do and what songs work well. And he's like, listen, there's going to be lots of kids coming up requesting music.
Right.
And so just have like a notepad or some post-its available that they can write it on. And he's like, but you don't have to play all the songs. Like you have to make sure they're clean.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is the church.
This is the Lord's house.
We need to keep the lyrics on the up and up. So I ended up being like the most popular person of the night. Lots of kids want to request.
Yeah, it's not a boring job. You actually probably more action that way than just chaperoning.
Yeah.
Chaperoning,
yeah.
You're
kind of in the corner. And then a lot of times.
Making sure the bump and grinding is to a minimum.
And then apparently at this building that we were at, there was like easy access to the roof.
Mm.
So there were some chaperones that just kind of had to man that area so that no kids got on the roof.
Side note, we had a youth activity not too long ago at our church building and we weren't chaperones, but we got roped into, it was actually really fun. It was a game show night.
Mm-hmm.
So they had like Wheel of Fortune going in one room. They had Price is Right going in the next.
That's all fun.
The teenagers. It was super fun. So my husband and I was kind of mad though, because my husband he is in charge of some things. And so he like I get the message through him, and then he's like, oh yeah, that's tonight. And I'm like, wait, what? So I would have totally dressed up like Vanna because we were Wheel of Fortune. Oh. And I didn't. And so I was just in normal clothes. Like,
and how am I supposed to get a sequin gown at this short of notice? Yeah,
and this cutest friend of mine was on Price is Right, and she had like this sparkly gown, and I was way jelly. I was like, I am the type
I would have worn the sequins if proper notice was given.
Totally. But anyway, I left because my kids were home alone, and my husband stayed to kind of help clean up and finish it out. And he walked in on some kids smooching.
Oh, really?
In one of the classrooms.
I could only dream. Catching some kids.
Oh, I was like, of what? Smooching in a church classroom?
Sure. But no, I you know, come on out of here, guys.
But he didn't. Like, it's just weird to walk in and then you're like,
no, that's way awkward. I'm just joking. I'm just joking about that being my dream.
We're locking up. Can you guys take it to the back of your car or something?
No. So anyway, I was getting tons of requests.
Okay.
And some of the songs I knew and felt comfortable playing, and other ones I had to quickly Google. I was having Spencer quickly Google the lyrics.
Yeah.
We kind of had to evaluate. But people were coming up and being like, I've requested my song 3 times.
I have requested DJ Got Us Fallen in Love Again more times than I can count.
And I said, not every request – I can't play every song that's requested. Like, we have to look at the lyrics in this
you
one
girl. You should have put out a jar and been like, money talks.
Exactly. Right? So. You're –
I take that Venmo. Would have been Here's my
frowned
Venmo.
Upon.
Why not?
So yeah, this girl came up and she's like, "Listen, I've requested this 3 times." I go, "Which song was yours?"
Yeah,
and she goes, "Teeth by 5 Seconds of Summer," and it was like, "Late night devil, put your hands on me."
Oh yes,
never let go. And I just said, I felt like the lyrics were questionable.
Yeah, and the devil has no place at a church dance, ma'am. Young lady.
Exactly. And then this other girl was like really trying to get me to play this Billy Currington song.
I don't even know who Billy Currington is.
You know Billy Currington. I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. That's him.
Okay.
Country. Also, people were coming up to me and being like, I've requested my song and you haven't played it. And I said, listen, kids, I was letting a little bit of power go a lot to my head. And I was saying, this is also based on vibes.
Yeah.
If everyone's having fun and out there partying, and then I decide to play Christina Perry.
Yeah.
You know, who do you think you are? Collecting your jar of hearts, tearing love apart. I'm like, it's
way to kill the vibe.
Right. We're going to kill the mood. And so I said, not every song is going to get played. We're going with the fun.
Right.
And we're going with crowd pleasers.
Right.
So I had to kind of tell kids that. And they kind of looked at me disappointed. Mm. And this one girl, was doing that Billy Currington. Like, she kept being like, please, will you play it? And I was like, okay. Because, well,
what a
and she
random
was like,
song to want
I
at a
know.
Dance.
And she's like, well, it's a line dance.
Oh.
And just for reference, this is a very niche group of teenagers where line dances were a hit that night.
Oh.
They had learned all these line dances at other church functions.
Okay.
So that's really what was bringing everybody to the floor, quite honestly.
What about Boot, Scoot, and Boogie?
Yes, Boot, Scoot, and Boogie.
Absolutely.
I mean, we cha-cha slide,
yeah.
Macarena. I mean, all the goodies, all the oldies and goodies.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, well, if this is a line dance, maybe a lot of kids know it. And I just had never heard of it because there was one that was called Church Clap. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
And like a bunch of people were requesting it. And then someone's like, everybody knows this dance. So I played it and it brought the house down. So I thought, okay, maybe this girl is telling me one of the bring the house down.
Yeah.
So I start playing it and she's the only one out there doing the line dance. I'm like, did you make this up? Is this self-choreographed?
Right.
And the dance floor is dissipating.
Right.
So 30 seconds in.
Well, nothing makes you feel not welcome on a dance floor more than somebody who has a choreographed dance that you don't know.
No one knows.
Yeah.
And so 30 seconds in, I shut it off.
Mid heel click.
Yes.
She was like midair.
Her jaw.
Lasso. She was lassoing.
Jaw hit the floor.
Britt, that was her moment. She wanted all eyes on her and you took that from her.
And she like, audibly was like, But I turned on Footloose so fast.
Right.
The people ran back out to the floor and she caught on. She composed, she gained her composure, caught on and was able to hit it within the second count of 8.
Yes.
And joined back in. Because I was like, listen.
It's not just about you.
It's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about everybody.
Britt's like, it's about me. I'm in charge here.
Delivering a kick-a dance.
Yes. And I'm power hungry and I'm going with it. I'm just kidding.
No, I wasn't power hungry, but it was so funny.
I would have come up to you and been like, can you please play Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You?
Absolutely not. But wonderful song choice. I just know that it's going to get shut down.
That's so funny.
Like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight. Baby, all through the night, I'll make love to you. Oh, gosh. Okay.
I danced to
there
that.
There were a couple people getting cozy.
Yeah, I danced that at many a junior high school. I know, you're dances.
Like, did that fly for real?
It did. A lot of things flew.
Those lyrics is like, throw your clothes on the floor.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is there anything worse than when there's like a song that straddles the line of being a slow song and a fast song, and someone asked you to dance?
Maria, Maria, she reminds me of a West Side Story. That song came to mind because that exactly happened to me.
Okay.
Someone asked me to dance, and then hardly any people were dancing because it's like, is this fast or slow? So I was slow dancing with a guy on that song.
So you're like, do I cha-cha? Do I salsa?
Yeah.
And then you're like rocking. My question is, did your husband dance? Because he's a good dancer.
He and I danced. Yeah. Well, there was a portion of the night that some East Coast swing instructors came out.
Wow.
And were teaching East Coast swing.
Like from the East Coast?
I didn't ask their credentials.
Okay.
They were just claiming to be East Coast swing instructors.
Us Utahns get real impressed when anybody says
East Coast. So they were out there doing some instruction.
Okay.
And I was supposed to play some music, but they were also having me pause the music and doing the instruction. So Spencer and I went out there and got instructed, and then I would hit the music when they'd like point at me.
Okay.
So fun. I think Scarlett was embarrassed.
Your daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? If you aren't embarrassing your kid every now and then, you're not doing your job right, in my opinion. So.
Exactly. Well, sorry. That was real long.
Really funny. Now let's get into our episode subject. Our cousin, I think she's okay with us saying at least she's our cousin, messaged us and said she was at the grocery store recently and she all of a sudden had a man whispering in her ear.
Like came up from behind her. So
no notice, no right. warning, and was like, has anyone told you you're beautiful today?
And she said he was kind of old.
Older. Well, yeah. I mean, she's only 21.
So most people are.
Right. Are going to be older than you. And she was like, you know.
And like, so she was so weirded out.
Yes.
And she was like, I got to tell Britt and Allison about this.
Because she said, obviously, who doesn't want to hear that?
Right.
But maybe it's just 8 inches further away.
It's the manner in which it's
delivered.
Exactly. The reason why I think we have so many store and grocery store incidences is, like you were saying, everybody's there.
Mm-hmm.
It is free range people.
Mm-hmm.
We get so hyped about crate free and free range
chickens.
But honestly, when humans are free ranging,
mm-hmm.
things get weird.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's not worth the hype.
Right.
Everywhere else you go is a little more specific.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're there to sit down at a restaurant. You have a designated table or you have a designated whatever. Grocery store, it's free range.
People are just wandering.
People can do anything. And, I mean, you might get the police called, but you know what? You can run out those sliding doors pretty quickly before the police can get there. So you can do anything you want, basically.
Well, the thing is it is funny because so when I do go to the grocery store and go in, a lot of times it is at weird times of the day because I'm like, crap.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Saturday night. I need something for tomorrow. And so it's late at night. So then you're getting an even different crowd.
Right.
A lot of times. It's the desperate crowd. It's the in a hurry crowd. You know? And so then.
That I identify with.
Yeah. Then my interactions can be borderline scary. You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so anyway, that's when I'm at the store or early in the morning.
Yeah. Because you're in your pajamas.
Yes. Yep. So anyway, let's get into some of these listener submissions.
Well, maybe we should start off. You know how you said things get kind of scary?
Yeah.
So we have a listener who is a downright hero. So.
Did she stop a sex trafficking thing or something?
She stopped some kind of kidnap.
Oh my gosh.
She said in IKEA,
mm-hmm.
It was so scary because she saw a lady grab a toddler and take off.
Are you kidding?
So she hurried and grabbed the mom.
Yeah.
So she must have kind of been walking down the aisle. Maybe a toddler wandered several feet away. Mom was like evaluating the difference between, you know, the Ickerbach and the Schnurkenach. and she heard the lady goes, say goodbye. And then grabs.
Are you kidding?
No.
What? That made me
bad chills.
I just had like a physical reaction.
Right, right. And so the lady goes, look. And the mom was able to like grab her. And I mean, I hope security was called. This person did not elaborate.
Right.
But downright hero.
How quickly do you throat punch? Like how quickly do you actually like physically throw down? Because I think sometimes you're trying to evaluate like, wait, what's happening? There's mm-hmm. a lot of confusion in situations mm-hmm. like that.
I think she like just yelled, like was like, look what's happening.
Right. But I'm saying like as a mom, and mm-hmm. then if that lady's standing there and just tried to take your kid, like mm-hmm. do you physically retaliate?
I think.
Or would you be so caught off guard?
I think just your first instinct would be to like snatch the kid back as fast as you can. And I'm sure that person like ran.
Yeah.
And so your first instinct is just to grab the kid and hold on tight. I don't think I would like run after the lady and punch her.
I actually do think but I would.
I think I'd
be grabbing hair. I think I'd be pinning her down, waiting for the authorities. That's what I hope I would do. Okay. So this girl said, usually grocery store music is very boring. You know, elevator music. I was at the dentist this morning, though, and they were playing the Forrest Gump soundtrack. That is a great soundtrack.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I was, like, having a reaction.
Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody. That, like that?
No, it was the... Dun, 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 when he's, like, running.
Oh. Dun, 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 that'll inspire you to just start running out your door.
Right, right. Anyway, so she said, you know, usually it's...
I thought you were talking about, like, the retro hits.
Oh, which is also great. Uh-huh. You know? How many times does a man, you know, whatever.
Oh my gosh.
So this listener said a couple weeks ago she was at the store and they were playing Fancy by Reba McEntire.
Oh. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. That song.
Sex trafficking.
Once again. Yeah. Holy.
But she said she was trying so hard not to sing along.
Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down.
And she said, but it wasn't working. So she looked up to see if anyone noticed because she found herself like singing.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw like a 60-ish-year-old lady head bobbing and singing along too. And they locked eyes like singing. Both of
Are
them
you kidding me with this story?
Out. And she said, and they just locked eyes. And she said, I can't help it either. And then they both just laughed. I'm like, I love that.
The reason why I said, are you kidding me with this story? Is because I have a story almost identical to this.
You're kidding.
This must happen a lot.
You guys are our people. You're our people.
This must happen so much.
Yeah.
Because they do play the throwback hits mm-hmm. that you just want to sing along to.
Yes.
You know all the words.
Mm-hmm.
They've been on FM 100 for decades.
Mm-hmm.
A Bruno Mars song came on
okay.
at the grocery store. And so she quietly starts singing as she walks down the aisle mm-hmm. with her cart. And at one point she looked up, locks eyes yeah. on another shopper right on the word you.
Oh.
So that's why I was thinking maybe it's like, girl, you're amazing, just the way you.
And you're like looking right on
are.
Was it an opposite sex? Like was it a.
Well, wait, actually she didn't say if it was a man or woman.
Okay. Because that would have been a cute, like meet cute.
She goes, it felt like we were singing this lovely ballad together.
Uh-huh.
But she goes, but it's also mortifying.
No, nothing should take the embarrassment away more than when someone else is doing what
the
you've been doing.
Same
that
thing.
Should erase everything. Because you're like, I'm not, I'm weird.
But so
is everyone.
You.
Yeah, and I feel okay about
if
that.
You would have looked up and locked eyes and the person was just
crusty.
Watching you.
That's embarrassing.
Sing, yeah. Then yeah. But if that person is just a kindred spirit.
Yes.
Then you guys should exchange numbers and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's romantic or not.
Right.
You might just be best friends forever.
Well, didn't somebody... You had a guy asking you to split a coupon with you at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is old school season one.
Yeah. He tried to, like, you wanted to buy... He's like, hey, this... You know, if you're looking at those fruit snacks... Again, just like, prowling around that mm-hmm. area. And he had a coupon. He's like, I'm never going to eat that many fruit snacks.
I wasn't even looking at those fruit snacks. So this is what happened. I mean, the fruit snack aisle has a lot of options.
Yeah.
I think I was looking for granola bars.
Okay.
And this man comes up to me. And he has these like peaches and cream fruit snacks,
okay.
like yogurt, you know, kind
yogurt
of
yogurt covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, have you ever tried these? And I said, mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what do you think? Do you think they look good? And I said, yeah, I mean, peaches and cream, probably pretty good. He's like, yeah, I was thinking they looked pretty good too.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, so.
Can't go wrong with peaches and cream.
No.
Bye.
I should have moved on, but I hadn't made my selection. So then he's like, so I
you
actually.
You take a lap at that point.
Probably.
End the conversation.
I didn't quite know where this was heading.
Correct.
So he goes, I actually have this coupon
mm-hmm.
for these specific fruit snacks. It's buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, great. That's great. And he goes, I was thinking maybe you and I could both each. We could go buy these together.
Have these.
And you have one and I have one and then we split the cost.
So that I don't end up with two boxes of fruit snacks I potentially might not want. It's kind of his thing.
Like these are like eight counts.
Listen,
come on.
Buddy, the shelf life is long on
yeah.
those. There's
Put
a lot
in
of
your
preservatives. 72-hour
kit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know what? I wasn't actually here looking at fruit snacks. I just thought I'm actually going to look for some granola bars. And he goes, but you said they looked good.
He
called me out. He's like, you said they looked good.
And speaking of embarrassing moments at the grocery store, this listener said she had nine kids living up at home at that time. She has nine kids. So
you're
when
at the grocery
she goes
store.
To the grocery store, it's a major shop. Yeah. I mean, it's a big haul every time, right? Her cart was absolutely loaded. And so she went to her car, loaded everything in, And when she got in, the first thing she noticed was this strange Tupperware bowl on the seat next to her. And she's like, where did, what? And then she noticed how incredibly clean the car was compared to hers.
Oh, no.
And at that point, it hit. She was in the wrong car. And it looked exactly like hers, but much cleaner.
Had she loaded?
She had loaded her entire 9 children grocery haul already.
That probably took 30 minutes.
Right. And she said, at that point, she just jumps out, climbs out, starts unloading the groceries like a mad woman. Yes. Probably just throwing them, heaving them over her shoulder. And she just waiting. What she was talking like milk, laundry soap, absolutely, whatever she could, praying. Like if the owner is comes watching out this here or walks well, up.
But there's a little bit of fault lies with them. Lock your car.
Yeah.
Otherwise, right, you're just going to get loaded with groceries.
Well, that would be great.
I actually think that'd be great.
If you, let's say you have 4 kids at home and some 9 children person just loaded there, you jump and you drive off. They're in you your space
won,
now.
You just won the lottery.
Yes, totally. But basically,
I'm going to go ahead and not press charges for breaking and entering, but I'm just going to go ahead and keep the Costco bin of Kool-Aid back there.
She said, also, she wants to know, she has done this twice.
Oh, no.
With another car of theirs. Only she actually drove her car to the store and then got in a truck that looked like her husband's when she was loading groceries. Listen, you have 9 children. All is forgiven.
It is.
Period.
It is.
End of story.
But maybe you should put some, I don't know, markers on your car. Not like Sharpie markers. Like some kind of sticker in the window or some kind of identifier.
But that autopilot kicks in and you're just, your mind is so many places.
She should just count her lucky stars that the owner didn't walk out, because that would have been really crazy.
Right.
Speaking of maybe getting your groceries bought for you.
Oh, when does that happen?
Well, sometimes people, I don't know, it's kind of like the line of Starbucks mentality. Mm-hmm. They'll say, I want to pay for this person's thing.
By the way, I got on my like moral high horse a couple months ago on our Instagram because I saw a thing that said, instead of paying for the Starbucks behind you, call a school and pay off a kid's lunch balance. Mm-hmm. I guarantee the person in line for Starbucks can afford their drink.
Right.
But a kid who has a negative lunch balance.
Yeah. I was there like, there you go. Let's make some difference in this world.
Yeah. I was like, that actually better.
Yeah. So this listener said that she had a lady come up to her at Target with a baby and said, I could really use some help buying this formula.
Okay.
And had like one canister of formula. So this lady felt bad for her. Obviously, you're like, she's got a baby. Mm-hmm. So the lady agrees and says, okay. They go up to the checkout together. Somehow, this lady had stashed several other cans on her person and threw them all in the checkout.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So she ended up buying 10 cans.
Whoa, that's a lot of money.
Formula is like $20.
Yeah.
And she's
if
like,
if you have a premature baby like I did, it's like,
but
40.
Guess what happened? Guess what happened?
What?
She said, nope. And walked off.
Good for her. Because guess what? I 100% know what would happen to me. I would
and
be
then
like,
you would be like, I can't I guess say no. Swipe the card.
The thing is if the lady had been honest and be like, I need all of these,
then you might a bait and switch.
Yeah,
no way.
No way. Well, we all know that I had an experience, if you've listened to our podcast for a while, when I was at a convenience store shopping at a road trip.
Oh,
you were
right,
there.
That pregnant lady.
You were there. And everyone's like, where is Allison? Because I got trapped by a woman
buying someone's a week of groceries.
And she, it was at a convenience store, so it's a lot more expensive. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to hit the road. Husbands are gassing up, and my kids kind of make their way out with Britt, I think.
I think so.
And this woman comes up. She's got, like, you know, mascara dripped down.
Like she's been crying.
And she tells me she's pregnant, and she's like, I am trying to get on a bus. I'm in an abusive relationship. I'm trying to get on a bus to get home to my mom so I can leave this man. And so she's like, I just need some food to get me through till the bus comes tomorrow. Who could say no to that?
Right, right.
I mean, if you can, let's have a conversation. I don't know. Seems heartless. But anyway, so she's like, I was like, well, yeah. I just started being like, well, let's walk around and get you some food. Anyway, she ends up with a lot of food. And I am like, at that point, so like this lady, I know I wouldn't have stood up for myself because I didn't in this circumstance. So I end up probably spending, I want to say like $40 on this lady's food. And I'm like walking out and my husband has his hands up like,
where have you been?
And I'm like walking out with this woman, you know, I'm like, oh, well, this is what happened. And my husband's like, you're really nice. Like, that is so sweet. You know, well, we go to pull out and she's back behind the gas station with like 4 homeless dudes passing her stuff out to them. I'm like, this is her posse. This is their shtick. This is what they do. They know that if a woman comes up and says she's
I'm pregnant and in an abusive relationship
to another woman who has little kids, she knows what she's doing. I was really angry.
No, it is.
Yes. I mean, I'm happy like I said, that I fed the world. But
like I said, these grocery stores, these gas stations, these store instances. So you're risking kidnap.
Yeah.
You're risking being financially taken advantage mm-hmm. of. You're risking getting hit on.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this free range business
yeah.
is not the best.
No, it's not.
So this listener, this was on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. She says this was back when you actually stood in line at midnight to get in.
Okay.
And she was 10 years old.
The best of times and the worst of times.
Yeah, she was 10 years old and she found a Bratz doll at the store that she really wanted and was just like, yes, those Bratz dolls.
Bratz dolls, man. What year was this? Okay, yeah. She's 10. Yeah.
So she had a full-grown lady literally rip it out of her hands.
Oh my gosh.
And she's like, I will never forget it. She was in tears.
Yeah.
Because she's been up since midnight. 10. She's 10. She's been up since midnight. And a grown lady yanks a doll
out of her hands. Have a little pride. Have a little pride. Okay. Well, this listener said, for the record, this is a little bit more of an adult subject. So just so you know. This listener said, her husband is always responsible for buying the condoms. It's just an agreement they have. Okay. But one day she was at Walmart and she knew that they needed some. And so she grabbed a box that she thought looked familiar. So it turns out she grabbed Magnums. I believe that's a size.
Oh, okay.
They are
Magnum.
Large size. Yeah. Lofty is used in the description. So needless to say, her husband does not require the Magnum size. So her husband was flabbergasted and was like, you need to return those. Like, you do at this point. Like, imagine as a man.
My pride can't take it for me to say, I need to switch these out for another
smaller size. Like, well, because they'll ask you, whenever I return something at Walmart, they always just say, was there something wrong or did these not work out or whatever? And so imagine being like, these are too big. He could lie and be like, they're too small.
Yeah.
So anyway, she said, he insists you're returning them this time. Well, one night her friend was like, hey, do you want to run to Walmart with me after they'd gotten the kids to bed or whatever? And so she said, I will go with you if you return these for me. She said, lucky for her, this friend never gets embarrassed ever.
Perfect.
So she did it for her. And she said she was so embarrassed she couldn't even go to the desk with her friend. That's how embarrassed she was. It is so funny to me. I still get embarrassed buying tampons. I get embarrassed buying pregnancy tests. Like, I feel like I'm in trouble. I am 36.
Like, it's absolutely reasonable that I
would and should and maybe am pregnant.
Right.
It's perfectly logical that I would be menstruating.
I'm a woman.
We all do it monthly.
I should not be embarrassed.
Yes. But one time I was at the store and I bought a box of tampons, like a huge, like a big, big box.
You're like, I hate running out.
Right. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
And this woman that was checking me out was like, whoa, I've never seen a box this big. Why are you talking like this to me? You are a woman. You understand.
We are on the same team.
We're all in this together. Or so I thought. Don't you be commenting on this. And you know what? When you want a tampon, I'll never give one to you. Because I'm so prepared and you're not.
You called me out
for
the whole checkout line.
Right. I'm going to be buying them every month anyway. Might as well buy them 3 months in advance.
That's the beauty of self-checkout.
Totally. You're right.
But there are some things that get flagged where you need someone to come and
cold medicine.
Sign out.
Yeah.
And are condoms one of those? I can't remember. I feel like there are certain things that are embarrassing that you have to – that all of a sudden your light starts blinking.
Yeah.
And you need an associate.
Right.
I don't know. Then it's like, well, that was for naught.
Right. It's actually worse now.
Might as well be like, I have a beaming light above me. Over here, I've got –
can we get a price check on the Magnum condoms? Can we get a price check on the super pack of the Ultra Plus tampons?
Oh, my gosh. So this listener was at the store and she saw – so I think she works in the medical field.
Okay.
And so she saw a patient that she normally sees at her office.
Okay.
But she sees her at the store.
Uh-huh.
And the patient was pregnant the last time she saw her. But it had been a while since that time. So anyway, she turned around and said, hi, how are you? You still haven't had that baby yet?
Oh, no.
We all know.
We all know where this is going.
And her reply was, I had her last month.
Mm. And those first few months are a fragile time for a new mother. You're hanging on to any semblance of self-esteem. And so when someone says that to you, I mean, you know she cried in her car. I'm not trying to make you feel worse.
Not trying to make you feel bad, but it was devastating to her. And,
and to you.
She still thinks about it.
Right.
So she just said, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm sure she's adorable. And it's like, how do you be like, you look great? Mm-hmm. I already put that foot in that mouth.
Are you? I said that because I figured you would have it with you in the cart.
But then that's what I do, and I dig. Blah, blah, yep, yep. Blah, and she's like, just walk away. No recovering. Be like, I'm so sorry. I'm the biggest a-hole ever.
Uh-huh. You can go ahead and tell your friends and family I ran into a witch lady at the store.
Yep.
And that you're going to need some extra compliments.
And then every time she comes into the office after that, you just hide.
Mm-hmm. Duck under the desk.
You've created a situation.
It's an earthquake drill for you every time. Mm-hmm. So speaking of having a baby in the cart.
Yeah.
This happened to me when my oldest was little. She was in the cart. This old guy comes up and is just like, oh, she's so cute. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, asked, what's her name? And he seemed not creepy. He seemed like a cute grandpa. Mm-hmm. So I said, oh, her name's Scarlett. And he's like, oh, Scarlett? And I, you know, especially even 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And especially to like an older generation, that's like a name that was more of a novelty type name.
Yeah.
Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
Gone with the Wind.
And the Scarlet Letter.
So he just was like, oh, Scarlett. And you know, kind of
very mystic.
Yeah. So anyway, I see him a couple more times as we are both roaming the aisles. And he kind of just waves at little Scarlett and stuff like that. And then finally, I get near the checkout line and he passes by the checkout line and he gets really close to her and gets really close to me and goes, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
And that's with Gone with the Wind?
That's like the famous line from Gone with the Wind. I bet he was trying to place the line every time I saw him. Because we were both wandering the aisles and he would wave hi every time.
Right.
And that's the famous line from Gone with the Wind that Rhett says to Scarlett.
Okay.
And
but it's just funny because he leaned over to a baby.
Yeah.
And did it.
And said the D word to her.
Yeah. He'd be like, well, you should give a damn, sir. She's 9 months old. Well, so speaking of like interactions with people. This listener said, a lady at her store has the most insane hair she's ever seen. She said, not like a back combed bump, but like a gelled straight up wave thing. The way she described it was, it looks like the wave that breaks along the rock that Ariel sits on when she sings part of that world.
And we all know exactly what she's talking about.
She could not properly describe it. And so she needed a picture of it to show her sister.
Oh, no.
We understand that. And but she said she was trying to get a picture to show, but she looked up and caught her.
Oh, no.
And then she said she feels like an absolute jerk because this woman is the literal nicest lady ever. She's nice to everybody. She's sweet to everyone at the store, but not to her anymore. Like, she's not.
She's mean now.
Yeah, because she probably was like,
how dare you? Why are you taking pictures of me?
Yeah, and so I have a picture, but we're not going to post it because that's rude. But
so she did get this, though.
It's a video, and she wasn't joking. Push that video.
Okay, let's see.
It's insane. I mean, it defies gravity. It is straight up in the air. The amount of Aquanet that would take.
Right, and it's just one, like, piece.
One section in the front, and it's, like, curling back like a wave. She's serious. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's for real. But, yeah, this woman caught her.
Oh, no.
And just glared. And so now she's made an enemy of everyone's favorite lady at the store.
I know. And then you're the jerk.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that episode? Am I the jerk? Mm-hmm. Maybe a little in this situation, but also can't fault you because that is hard to describe and hard to believe.
Right.
Well, you don't see it. You have to see it to believe.
Okay. Was it just a little bit? Is it a little Donald Trump? You know?
Right.
But no. This was straight up.
Never seen anything like it.
Okay. Think about you guys. I've never actually watched There's Something About Mary.
Oh, but that,
I've seen the preview
totally.
Where it's like her bangs are straight up.
Yeah,
that's what like it looks that, but like. It's in the middle of her head.
Yeah. Yep. Just so you guys get a visual because we're not going to post it. Okay. So we were talking earlier about like getting hit on or whatever. I don't really – it's not like I walk around getting hit on, but when I do, it's at a store. Mm-hmm. I had two situations at a store.
I don't get hit on anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
And I don't think so. You guys, you never realize what you have until you lose it.
You haven't lost anything, girl. So, well, this is what was so weird is one of the times I was there kind of late at night and I was preparing for like one of my kids' birthday parties or something and I was pregnant and I felt like I was very obviously pregnant. So I'm walking down the aisle and this older man kind of like nods his head like there's the up and down look. So I know he has seen my full body because I saw him do it. And then I was kind of like, oh, that was weird. And so I kind of like quickly walked and then I was trying to go on aisle to aisle and he just kept ending up on the aisle. I'm like, he's following me. This is weird. I'm getting creeped out. It was late at night. Oh, that was weird. It was late at night.
Finally,
he stops me kind of and says something and I was like, what? And he's like, I just have to tell you, you are absolutely beautiful. And I was like,
see, it's all sweet.
Yeah.
It's the delivery. It's the following you around.
And I was like, oh, thank you. And I just continued to move.
Right.
And then he goes, what's your name?
Oh.
And I said, Mindy. It was the weirdest thing. I only know one person named Mindy. And it just flew out of my mouth. Mindy. So then I'm like, this continued to happen as I went. And I'm like, I have to leave. I just got to get somewhere else. So I walked clear to the other side of the store, the party aisle, because I was on the food aisle.
I'm not even having a party. And I'm over here.
I was having a birthday party, but I had already been over there. Uh-huh. But I just thought, I got to cleanse the palate. I've got to like get out of the, of the keep passing him thing.
Right.
And I turned and he had followed me. Ooh. And I freaked out. And I called my husband. I'm like, I'm being followed at Walmart. I literally like don't know what to do. And he's like, do you need me to come down there? I'm like, no, but I'm going to call you because if you hear a scream, if you hear a thud, if he follows me to the parking lot, you know, and I ran. He made me so uncomfortable.
8 months pregnant.
Yeah. Ran with birthday party supplies and food in hand. And then another time I was in the baby aisle looking for binkies or bottles or something. And I was next to this man and I hear him go, damn, like under his breath. So I have no idea what he's talking about. He could be like, damn, look at the diapers are expensive. Yeah, like I just didn't say.
That's usually my reaction.
I just didn't say anything. And so then he's like, damn, a little bit louder. And I was, and then I kind of like looked over thinking, is he saying something to me? And he's like, you are so beautiful. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're sweet. And then I exit the situation, get to the checkout line. And then I just hear this voice behind me a little, like a minute later.
Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
Kind of. But he kind of went. So then I turn. I'm like, oh,
listen, shnikes. You're making everybody feel weird. He's behind me.
And I just, my cheeks were clenching. Like, because.
Your butt cheeks?
Yeah. When he's right behind me and he's just like done the whole thing, you know? And so I was like, oh my gosh, get me out of here. But it's never like, not that I'm ever wanting it, but I'm just saying like, it's never like somebody that you're like, wow, I really respect your opinion. Like, so am I supposed to feel super flattered by that?
I don't know, but I don't ever get those reactions. So I don't know, feel a little more flattered than me. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, this listener,
can
along
I be honest,
those lines,
it's these. Well,
that just segues perfectly because this listener said she had a guy follow her around Walmart, but for about 15 minutes and finally approaches and says, can I take a picture of your chest? So this guy's blatant.
I'm sorry. I would have to be like, I'm sorry, what?
Excuse me?
I misheard you, I believe.
You must not have said what I think you said.
Right.
No, he was like straight up like, listen, you don't see some of these every day.
I'd be like, how much? How much are we talking here?
So are you going to pay for my groceries?
Right.
If so, I'm filling this cart up.
Yeah. Wait, did she just leave it at that?
She just
That's
left
the end of the story?
That is the end.
What?
My daughter's listening to this story. And I just want you guys to know, this is joking. We would not encourage you to allow someone to take a picture of your chest for a cart full of groceries.
It's like, as a mother, ladies, girls, are you listening?
It's all a joke. Oh.
Well, this listener, it wasn't grocery shopping, but she said she used to work in retail. And so during the summer, they would get a lot of foreign tourists come shopping at the outlets. I'm not exactly sure where. But anyway, one day a man walked in with his tourist group and asked if she would help him get some clothing for his wife back home. She said, of course. What size is she? What's her shirt size? Uh-huh. And he just extended his arms very, very wide and said, size very fat.
Oh, sad.
About his wife. I'm like, I think the good deed now is undone.
Right. You go shopping, but you're describing her as this big.
Yes. Maybe get her a gift card.
Yeah.
Let her shop for herself, you jerk. How do you respond to that as the retail worker?
Okay. Sizes aren't labeled as such.
Yeah.
So maybe get in contact
with
her.
Medium, large, extra large. What are we
talking
here?
Yeah, maybe get in contact with her and just find out her actual size.
Right. I'm
going to
point you near the scarves because those are size inclusive.
One size fits all.
Yeah.
Okay. This listener said she was going down the aisle and she moved to the side to let a lady through, even though she was technically, she was on the right of way and this lady is kind of just, you know, freewheeling down the aisle. But she was coming in fast as heck is what she said. So
coming
she
in
moved.
Hot, like
she moved. Yeah. And then she, she goes, jerk to the gabber.
Wait. And then she was the one that was going so
fast and the
other
girl
lady?
Like is moving for her. And she's like, jerk. And so this gabber goes, excuse me. I promise I'm not the one. So then the lady had this, I'm better than everyone, sneering look on her face as she glared at her and then made a gagging sound at her.
what?
I so weird.
But like, listen here, Tourette's. You better watch like, your mouth.
She's like, jerk.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey.
I know, I'm like, this is escalating quickly. Yeah. And I'm scared about what's happening next. Right. You just got to get out of there.
I'm not scared. I'm excited. What happened next?
Well, no. So then I would just be like, I would be worried if someone starts being like.
So aggressive towards you.
So aggressive, mm-hmm. like making noises and stuff.
Right.
She saw her two more times throughout the store. And almost ran into her both times. She's like, she was clearly the most important person in the store.
Oh my gosh.
She goes, finally, she looks at her and says, you're not better than me.
The gabber said that to the lady?
Yes. She goes, I hope she's listening.
It's funny because a lot of times we get people being like, oh gosh, I hope they don't hear this.
But this one like hopes.
She was like, I hope she hears this and serves some humble pie.
Yeah. But no, the gagging, it's the gagging for me. It feels so aggressive.
Uh-huh.
You're like, okay, someone can whisper under their breath, jerk, and move along, but it's just like the,
right.
You're like, whoa. This just got visceral.
This just took next to the next level. Okay, well, this listener said she was pushing her two-year-old in one of those car carts. And
oh, man.
Those are the worst.
Oh, my gosh.
My kids love-
Who invented
even
them?
Even if they're not the car ones, like, they love the ones that are like a limo.
Two seats and
like
separate,
a steering wheel,
or not even a steering wheel, but they're just like
they're just so giant.
Yeah, and I mean, I do love some of those because they have like cup holders and stuff for me, but then they also extend out, and so trying to like turn a corner with them is insane. Like you just can't. So she said she was pushing her 2-year-old in one of those car ones, and so she was turning around to face the mom, and she was kind of standing in the seat, just generally being unsafe, is what she said. Okay. And when all of a sudden, out of the blue, she vomits all over herself, floor, and the mom's shoes.
She's got to clean up that grocery limo.
There's cracks and crevices that you would never get to.
And fabric buckles.
Yes. And she said, a couple of sweet, sweet workers told her to go, and they would just clean it up.
That's really nice.
So she's at the checkout with her now nearly naked toddler, holding her barf clothes in a grocery sack while everyone stares. Well, similarly, it was Halloween, and same gabber, and... At their grocery store, they do a little trick or treat. They go around to all the workers and they give them candy. She said they get through the doors and they score themselves some cookies from the first table, the bakery. Yeah.
Nice.
And she looks at her son and he looks green and says, I don't feel good. So she leaves her other two kids with some friends and they run and she picks him up. He is 9, by the way, at this point. So he's not small.
No.
Picturing, we have 11-year-olds, and so it wasn't that long ago. They were 9 and 9, and I have an 8-year-old. Like, they're not small.
You're not running fast with them.
Okay, anyway, so she picks up this 9-year-old kid and sprints to the garbage can right outside the front doors. They barely make it, and she's holding him as he yaks into the bin while all these families are watching because it's a busy day at the store. Everyone's
they're
going to trick
lined
or treat.
Up.
Yeah, and they probably just think, this mother let her child eat too much candy.
But she only went to one booth.
Yeah, because she said, this is a small town, mind you, and she's trying to smile and say hello to people as they give her sympathetic, horrified looks. And I had a daughter puke Ruffle cheddar potato chips all over one of those big carts.
Oh.
And I had no such kindness extended to me. It was literally so much that it was all through the cracks, all over the floor. It didn't stop. It was on her. It was on me. She's crying her eyes out.
Yeah.
She's probably 2.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Between
2 and
3.
And you're like running to the bathroom finding paper towels.
I freeze. I'm kind of a freeze person in situations like this. And so I'm like, if I leave, someone could turn the corner step in this.
Yeah.
But then.
We got to set up a perimeter.
And so I start like waiting for someone to pass. And this older woman passes me and I say, can you go get help for me. Like, go get a worker. And she kind of just like goes, and I was like, or can you just stand right there and make sure no one comes in the aisle so I can go find somebody? She's like, you want me to stay right here? And I was like, I just need help. Like, any way that you can help.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally, she goes and gets a worker.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I would have chosen too, not to stand by the barf mess. And they were so like nice. And I was trying to wipe stuff down and they kept being like, you know what? Honestly, just go. Like, and they had this big machine. They like, they did. They set up a perimeter, cautioned off all the cones and all the things.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt so dumb. And I was like, abandoned ship. I'm not even going to buy my stuff like this lady did.
Yeah.
However, I had gotten the Ruffle chips.
Oh, you had purchased the chips.
But I hadn't paid
she
for
ate,
them.
So you need to go check
I
out.
I have to go through and scan a barf-covered Ruffle chip bag. And then I'm trying to wipe everything down that I'm touching because we have barf all over us. And then you're like, great. Now I got to go put her in her car seat. She's covered in barf. Now the car seat's got to get cleaned. I mean, it is a domino effect like none other. They have to, you know, we've talked about this. They have to rotate you know, end of shift, who's kind of tidying things up in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it's in your job description, but it's like, who else is going to do it? And she said that this guy came in and literally like blew it up in there.
Oh.
Blew it up and was disgusting. Like, it was the most terrible smell. Employees, cashiers, it was near that area. Mm-hmm. And then all the customers were dry heaving. It was so bad. And she said she just thanks her lucky stars she was not on the schedule.
Oh my goodness.
That
yeah.
time to do the chore. Gross. To do the bathroom chore. But you do think about that and you're like, oh, you feel so bad. You feel bad for everyone involved. I'm sure that man didn't want to go in there and diarrhea and poop all over the bathroom. It was an emergency situation, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, happy shopping. Oh. Best of luck.
It's a necessary evil.
Yeah. Everyone and we all got to do it.
Keep your wits about you. Stay awares.
And don't forget that, you know, I know we like the online shopping and the grocery pickup, but if you need a little spice in your life, a little excitement, yeah. a story or two, mm-hmm. head on in person. See what happens. Oh, I had a situation just the other day. Maybe you want to put it back in there. I was checking out and the girl that was checking out in front of me was either an employee shopping on her day off or she was a friend of or knows the cashier very well. And they go to check out and they're like, oh, like, have a good day. It was good to see you. And for some reason, the cashier yelled out as the lady's walking off going and says, I want to lick your cake. And I like wasn't really paying close attention, but my eyes and head shot up like.
Did she buy a cake?
And I looked and she had like a little cake in her cart. Uh-huh. But I was like, that lady, it went over her head. Like, and it sounds so bad.
Yeah.
Dirty and weird.
Like, oh, I'd love to have a bite of that.
Yeah.
Even.
I want to lick your cake. And it just made me be like.
So loud.
What is happening?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The lady was, I was coming up next.
You're going to get called back to HR.
Yeah. She said this and it made me uncomfortable. Anyway,
holy.
So, you know, whether or not you are heading into the store, shopping online, whether or not you've had crazy interactions, whether or not you're on the receiving end of the interactions, mm-hmm. just remember, in the very least,
someday you'll laugh about this.
All right, you guys, keep gabbing along with us. We will see you next week for another episode.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I told you, I'm like, you can come plant in my greenhouse and leave it in my greenhouse.
But then you'd be in charge of watering it and stuff.
Yeah. Actually, but I mean, I'm kind of just.
That's a great plan on
like,
my end.
I was like.
I was thinking about a white tank top sitting next to me. Oh, gosh. I can't. I ordered this jar of pickles and I thought it was regular.
Right.
And now I use it for like a decorative vase.
Because it's humongous.
It's giant. Yeah.
It took you like 2 years to get through it.
Actually, yes. Single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops. Reba is fun to sing to.
Yeah.
She is.
I'm a survivor.
And she started.
$10 says it was Uptown Funk. Because that makes me move to.
You guys, we didn't know we were going to do this much singing on
we
a grocery
say that.
Store episode.
But they also get texts through their phone. So this.
Unnecessary.
I'm
going to
burn it down. I'm going to burn it down. I had the discreetness.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Everywhere you look.
Yeah, yes. Like little like clips.
Yeah. Somebody who needs.